This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend. Gordon is in Sydney, Australia for CPAC Australia. We're connecting with our good friend, Nuri Turkel, Commissioner of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Most importantly, the author of the new book, No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. Nuri, it's a pleasure to welcome you again. You're a very busy person. We very much are keen on your measure of how the Uyghur Act passed by Congress is performing in the world of retail, especially because there are so many competing forces out there in a downturn in China. Has the Uyghur Act made a difference for the Uyghur people in China and outside of China? Is the awareness growing? Good day to you, Nuri.
Good day. Thank you very much, John, for having me back on. The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act enacted last summer arguably one of the most important legislative initiatives that the U.S. Congress put in place in bipartisan spirit. And this law specifically designed to address the ongoing modern-day slavery in China. The two things need to be reminded. One, this law affects more than 83 global brands. And its suppliers in the Uyghur region that Uyghurs call East Turkestan, China calls Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. So it's very, very significant law. The Undersecretary for Department of Homeland Security, who leads the interagency task force, calls this law as a new FCPA, which stands for Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which is also a very significant legal tool that the United States government has to address or tackle bribery in a corporate environment. So that's the significance. And the other way, which is on the Chinese economy, China is a manufacture-based economy. Because of this law, a lot of companies have been either looking for ways to terminate their relationship with the questionable suppliers. There are few companies that have done it already. And we're not hearing that in public because of their concern that the Chinese state or Chinese business partners may retaliate. As you may recall, a few years ago, when H&M did the same thing, the Chinese started state-sponsored boycotting against H&M that was reported. So that's one. And then the other way that the business is also looking in to address this issue is to look for another host country that does not enslave its own population. So the slave labor is a cancer in our values. And on top of this, the Chinese also using digital surveillance to surveil every aspect of Uyghur people's lives, whether it be at home, whether it be in the concentration camps, whether it be in these slave labor camps. So, and then domestically, there have been a public awareness on this modern day slavery, in other words, cotton trade, that American people also paying attention to it. We have seen models in New York City, in Paris, been protesting. But did this address the problem? Absolutely not. There are a lot of loopholes. There are a lot of lobbying efforts by these companies, very, very effective and organized, preventing this law to be fully implemented. Specifically, this lobbying effort has been mostly in the green technology sector, EV batteries and solar panels.
Gordon, you have a question for Nuri.
Nuri, you talked about cotton. Should the world be talking about blood cotton? And if so, if you could explain why.
Well, absolutely. You know, specifically, two things that the Chinese have done should shock the conscience of the world. One is the bringing back the cotton trade. American people know, have a good understanding of this concept, cotton trade. Blood cotton is a really good way to put it. And the other thing that they have done is to use the human hair, believed to be from the detained Uyghur female detainees, and sold that hair products in a communities that prefer darker hair. In one instance, the U.S. CBP, Customs Border Protection, seized 13 tons of human hair-made products that I profiled in my book, and they are targeting African Americans. I call it black gold. So today's forced labor practices in the global supply chain, whether targeting American consumers, global consumers, or the profit-making dimension of the Uyghur genocide. A business complicity must be taken off the table. And I also urge the governments around the world, including our own and European Union, Canada, and Mexico, global consumers, realize they have a solemn responsibility that ensuring that we're not unwittingly benefit from the modern day slavery. This is really, really important, and ending this corporate complicity and consumer complicity is an urgent task, and we need to talk about. I'm glad that you're covering this, and this is one issue that I'm also almost certain that will not go away under the leadership of the newly established CCP Select Committee that I had the honor of testifying on March 23rd, specifically focused on this issue. How do we close the loophole? There's something called de minimis, which allows products, goods under the value of $800 to arrive to the United States without inspection. So even with the UFLPA, that's the acronym for the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, the products are still coming into the United States, specifically these two companies called Shein and the Temu, still exporting. We have about 3 million packages arriving to the United States under the exemption of this de minimis rule that we need to close. We also need to look at the USMCA that has been used by the Chinese exporters, that the products coming through Mexico and Canada through land trucking. And also we need to discuss that potentially, or it may have already happened, that Europe may become a dumping ground for forced labor produced products. So the global effort must be taken now, and it's really, really urgent. If you wanted to have a clean global supply chain, and this is where we should start, and this is where we should focus.
Nuri Turkle is a commissioner for the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Most importantly, to educate everyone, his new book is No Escape, the true story of China's genocide of the Uyghurs people. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. He's traveling. He's in Sydney, Australia. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.